So Isaiah is a very long book. And this prophet, as he speaks to the people of Judah, begins in the first chapter when the people are in their land, when they have built their homes, they planted their food, and he's speaking to them of the future that is going not to be very pretty if they don't fix their ways. Well, as we move through Isaiah, we get to what we call Second Isaiah. Well, the people are now in exile, so the homes they built, the lands they have farmed, are now being housed by other people, and other people are eating the produce of the land that they had. And they're beginning to learn the ways of that culture and country where they have been sent to exile. Today's reading is in what we call the third Isaiah, as the people have now come from exile and moved back to Judah and to Jerusalem. And God is speaking about doing a new thing, doing a new creation. And Isaiah is reminding the people that what they have to do is to let go. They have to let go of old practices. They have to let go of their fear that God had abandoned them, so that they were working on their own steam and their own thoughts and their own processes and thinking that the gods of that other nation might do things that their God didn't do, because he promised them a land of milk and honey and promised them this gorgeous kingdom that all the world would bow down to, and it didn't happen, and they were mad and they went their own way. And God is saying, you are back. You are back where I told you I would bring you, and now we're going to do a new thing. And when you let go of the past, when you let go of those practices as if they never existed, and step into this new thing that I am going to do, then you are going to see a new creation and a new world. So they still have that choice to do that. And we know, as we follow along in Scripture, that didn't last very long. That didn't last very long. But God did another new thing. God did another new thing. God came to earth as a baby and grew into an adult that we know as Jesus the Christ. And in that new thing, God was showing us the way towards this new heaven and this new earth, the way of love. And we did what we do. We crucified that. And he rose from the dead and said, "See, you still don't have the last word. I do." And God ascended into heaven. And we have the opportunity, as followers of Christ, as children of God, to be co-creators in the new thing. And I didn't read the Luke passage, because the Luke passage is pretty dim and grim. It's talking about wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and tornadoes and floods and all of the things that are happening in the world today. I wanted us to hear Isaiah's words as the words that kind of encompass that place. Because we today may be thinking, here we are. We're in that spot. We're in that spot where we're going to be destroyed. Well, no, we're not. God is doing a new thing. So God is calling upon us, his followers, his children, to show the world what the new thing looks like. In Matthew 25, when Jesus talks of the goats and the sheep, and he talks about, when did you feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those in prison, visit those who are sick? The new thing is when we step into doing the things that God calls us to do. When we let go of the things of this world that we believe will bring us comfort, will bring us security. We're living in a world of great fear and great division. And we're relying on things of our world. We're relying on newscasts, social media, you name where we're going to find what we think is truth about the world. There's only one truth. There's only one God and Lord of all. And when we live out that truth about love, that truth about mercy, that truth about seeing our enemy as a child of God, seeing the one who doesn't quite believe the same way we believe as a child of God, seeing the one who's down, who's suffering from whatever illness as a child of God, seeing the one who is homeless and in need of food and in need of a home as a child of God, seeing our neighbor we haven't talked to in a while because something they do bothers us as a child of God, seeing our family members who we don't talk to because they've harmed us in some way as a child of God. It is always our choice to love, to forgive, to step in that place of mercy. They may not respond in the way we want, but if we are going to be children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, we're going to act as Christ acted. Christ could have done anything but be nailed to a tree. And he made that choice. If you think, no, he didn't. Everyone made it for him. No. Christ made the choice to die for us. We can make the choice to love those who may not love us. Love those who are unlovable. Because God is doing a new thing. We need to let go of the things of our past that hold us into a sense of what it means to be a follower of Christ, what it means to be church, what it means to be a nation, and think about what God, through Christ, is calling us to do and be. The world is going to say a different message. And we're going to either live in fear and anger and hatred and hold on to the things of the past and be a people that do not go to God's holy mountain. Or we can be a people that let go. Let go of the things that eat at our soul. Because the one thing about unforgiveness is it doesn't hurt the one you're not forgiving. It hurts you. Unforgiveness creates bitterness in your own soul. The people, God's chosen people, have forever stepped away from God. And God has never left them or forsaken them, just as he will not leave us or forsake us. We need to be the people of hope. We need to be the people of faith. We need to be the people of love, because the world needs to see hope. The world needs to see love. The world needs to see peace. And we, brothers and sisters in Christ, are the ones who can share that in small ways or in big ways. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. So I'm going to put some different words in this scripture. For I am about to create Kittrell as a joy and its people as a delight. It's always there. The opportunity is always there, and God is always there in the midst of it. Let us let go of the things of the world that are telling us differently and hang on tightly to God, who promises us that new life. For the wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. And God's holy mountain is this thing that we call earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.